Supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
All right, KX93.5 is joined once a week by Caroline Bruderer, who tells us about another great local cause or nonprofit. Good morning, Caroline.
Hi, Tyler. Good morning. Yes, we've got a good one today. Today I have Chris Quilter here, who is, for those of you who don't know, his family, his mom is Susie Q from our Susie Q Senior Center, and they are incredibly wonderful contributors to our Laguna Beach community, and we're so honored to have them here and have Chris here talking about a new program called Don't Move, Improve. And there's an event coming up, and let's just dive right in and tell everybody about it. Good morning.
Good morning. The Don't Move, Improve workshop is coming up this Saturday. It's going to be down at the Senior Center at 380 3rd Street from 1:30 to 3:30. And the purpose of this is to help people, especially the people who made this town so exceptional, to stay here forever. Surveys have shown that people all over the world, all over our country, want to live out their lives in the homes and in their hometowns that they love. And that is surprisingly hard to do in a town like Laguna Beach.
And because of why?
Well, you have the geography to contend with. Mm-hmm. That's issue number one. Most of our homes are on hillsides.
Lots of up and downs.
We have a town that is an older town. It's harder to navigate around because of the complete street issues that a lot of us have been talking about, which means that it's, you know, we don't have as many sidewalks. Our public transportation options are not as convenient. And again, our homes are usually multi-level homes. So the question becomes, what can we do as a community to keep the people here in town who have made it the town we love?
For sure. I mean, them, and also just the community itself is aging up. So,
absolutely.
You know,
the demographics are really quite
astonishing. Do you have statistics for me?
We do. We now know that 37% of this town is 55 or older. This is as of the last census, and the projection is we'll hit 50% by 2020. That's an astonishing figure. It's about the same all around the country because of the baby boomer bulge, but it's a little more pronounced in Laguna.
So programs like this really are about disrupting the status quo of what happens to senior when they get older. So that going outside their community, living in some sort of random home, versus staying in their home. And,
exactly.
And modifying. And that's
exactly
what you're going to be talking
right
about on Saturday. And you have some really amazing local architects and construction people and folks that are here to help and show how to do it. So why don't we talk about them a little bit?
Well, we have Morris Skandarian for
right
once. And I always think that if you want to find an architect who knows how this town works and how this town thinks, he's your guy.
No doubt.
Dennis Bogle is a Laguna Beach building official. He's a terrific guy. He's been advising the task force, the senior housing task force that the city set up recently that I'm on, and that we're the ones who are sponsoring the workshop. He's looking at ways to expedite home improvements that promote aging in place and to package these things in ways that make them less daunting for the person. I mean, generally, people start what I call age-proofing their homes because we baby-proof our homes, but we don't necessarily think about age-proofing them until we realize that we need handles and we need various forms of assistance. That generally happens when bad things have happened and you're in a kind of almost a crisis mode. And that's the wrong time or the hardest time.
Right, a little preventative
right
action and having a turnkey package that
exactly
would do this, and this. Maybe
exactly
at this age would be very, very helpful.
And we're going to be recommending steps like eliminating the fees for this, because this is really about aging in place. This isn't technically about home improvement. And that can be quite significant. In many cases, Morris was just telling us a story about lady down the street who has lived in her home for 40 or 50 years. That's not an unusual scenario. My mom lived in her home here in town for 40 years and in previous homes before that. This woman will have to put in an elevator if she wants to stay in her home, if she becomes frail. That's just that the house otherwise won't work for her. There'll be way too many stairs. And Morris just helped her sketch out a plan. And she was startled because it was estimated to cost perhaps $100,000.
That's what I was just going to ask.
And she said, well, I can't afford $100,000. And Morris did some more homework and went down to the bank, basically, and found that there were very affordable products that would essentially make this a $100 a month proposition. And the woman said, well, gosh, I can afford $100 a month. So it's helping them with making those kinds of decisions.
That was a point I was going to bring up. You know, is this something that's really only available to somebody with means? And you just answered that question, that the whole point of this is to make this available to everyone.
The some of the ironies of Laguna Beach is that we have a sizable population of homeowners who have owned their homes for decades. Mm-hmm. And they are house rich, but not necessarily cash rich. And many of them face this kind of draconian choice when they get older of having to sell their homes in order to generate revenue. And we see the kind of scenarios where they all move to Laguna Woods, for example. Mm-hmm. Now, Laguna Woods is a great place, but it's not a multi-generational community. And that's an enormously attractive aspect to Laguna Beach. I mean, we're all rubbing shoulders with one another of all ages.
Absolutely. There's so many transplants here, too, that it's nice to have somebody else's grandparent or, you know, grandchild in the community that you, it's a community that you share, you know, so I get that.
But one of the ironies, Caroline, is that because the property tax basis is so low, if you've lived in your house for 30 or 40 years, you actually have affordable housing. It's just that all of your net worth is tied
That's
up in
right.
a house.
That's right.
So there are issues there where, again, we can be helpful. People are looking at adding units. People are looking at bringing in roommates that don't feel like roommates. In other words, and we're looking at group living, and we're looking at assisted living, and all sorts of all of these things are in the housing.
It's very interesting, and there's a big pivot in terms of like what is the next steps. Which in the in my mother's generation, it was having to sell the house and move out.
Right.
You know, and she's actually has people in now because she wants to stay in her home of 53 years up in the Bay Area. So I'm living this. I know.
Yeah.
I know the story. So real quick, do you want to mention any of the other people? And then we'll wrap it up with.
Yeah. Benjamin Morey is a certified age in place specialist. And this is kind of a new kind of advisor who's out there, who's been given a lot of very specific training around these issues. And Peter McCarroll is a local contractor who can really talk about, you know, when you dig right into a project like this, what's involved.
Yeah, so you've got sort of the superstars of our building and architectural committee.
We do.
Who will be at this event on Saturday at the Susie Q Center.
At the Susie Q
1:30
Center.
1:30 to 3:30.
That is correct.
And it's free?
It is free, and we're even going to give you lemonade and a cookie.
Oh, wow. Awesome. I might be down there. Anyway, no, this is a really great program. And, you know, thanks so much for coming on and talking about it because there's, you know, a great need for this.
There is.
These programs. So, well, thank you. You want to give the URL of where people can find out more information?
Yes. I think they should probably call the city at 464-6626, that's Belinda Deans, who is a planner with the city of Laguna Beach and really is our city liaison on the task force.
Okay, great. So one more time, Belinda Deans, 464-6626, if you want more information. Chris Quilter, thank you so much for
being on
Caroline's Cause Corner. If you become a member of KX93.5 this week, a portion of your donation or your membership will be donated back to the Susie Q Center and their programs. Thanks very much, Chris. And while I wrap up, I want to say this is Caroline Bruder. Until next time, make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.